old boy, you're really going places. We're all so proud of you, just look at our faces.
New worlds await beyond this horizon.
A glass of champagne for you, Mr. Biden.
Castle's flying, the struggle is over. The night is young, but will it stay sober? Try.
doctor, you say? Ah, that's rich. Well, see, I do have this little problem. This is the lich. What causes this, my dear boy? Have you any clue? No? I'll tell you. It's a mild discomfort, as you put it, of generations of first world idiots destroying our culture. Can't see it?
Still can't see it.
Still can't see it? Well, how well can you see? Can you hear? With your stethoscope. Can you hear the crumbling of our sacred shrines? Hear the whips and lashes of your civilized crimes? But why stop there? Why draw any lines? And why
civilized?
We'll burn down 3 or 4. And yes, through the stethoscope, I hear your prayers for war.
Mad at me for things that I've not done? These genes are in my blood, but I can't let the corruption flood into my brain. Into my brain. But how will he be corrected? To see that he's my friend! See that he's my friend! Irrational hate! His brain is like a plague! Then he refuses my aid! Goddamn, no man! No man! No man! To such a level, and now realize that we are but two beasts from the same seed, torn apart by the hatred of our brothers, this hatred of our cousins. We are but one species, and what tears at the bonds of brotherhood is fear. Xenophobia. Find a cure! I must find a cure. But what could have caused the transformation from brother to enemy? It must lie in genetics. There must have been a mutation in one or perhaps many genes which bred perpetual human hatred. If I could find something to inhibit these genes, then the scars of Abel and Cain will have healed, and humans may transcend their petty squabbles and emerge one proud race. I must go to the lab and find a cure for this. I must find the hate gene. And then, once I've found the hate gene, I can produce a chemical which would stop it from working, and then the whole world would no longer. I think I'd have to distribute somehow, but we'll see. First, to the lab. We must go to the lab. To the lab, my friend. Utopia. Xenophobia. Utopia. Xenophobia. Utopia. Ah! way to use this drug. The whole world could smile, everyone at the same time. White, black, male, female, my God, your God. What would happen if the fez loved the beret? If the yellow hugged the brown? If the house cat loved the stray? With this secret of science, I can now untie us from the bonds of ignorance. Right here, inside the petri, is a world I can see, filled with peace and harmony. And through the microscope, lies our only hope for social tranquility. Just a few drops, a few drops in every mouth, to unite the world's northwest, east, south. Just a taste of psycho-utopia unitex, to break the walls of race, creed, and sex. Stand tall, brothers, we must unite, all of our brothers, black, brown, or white. So now, let us hatch a secret plan to travel to neighboring cities and foreign lands. Hurry, fellows, do not hesitate, we must perform the plan.
Utopia.
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 I can see it now. We will go to the lands where the ethnic conflict is the worst. Soon North Ireland and South Ireland will be one Ireland. Soon Israel and Palestine will stand at the walls and hug one another. And in North and South Korea, they will play ping pong in the demilitarized zone. Oh, can you imagine it? The Indians, the Pakistanis in Kashmir, wearing the same sweaters. Let it commence. Travel forth under the greater unknown. And soon the mysterious reports shall begin.
Utopia.
Utopia. Utopia.
Utopia.
Utopia.
Utopia!
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 Utopia.